Go Huskies.
Come on!
Welcome to This Week in Huskies Athletics, here on the exclusive radio voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 and WMPL Radio. This Week in Huskies Athletics is sponsored by MichiganTechHuskies.com, your go-to source for everything Michigan Tech sports, including scores, schedules, game highlights, coaches' interviews, live stats, and more. MichiganTechHuskies.com, bringing you This Week in Huskies Athletics.
And Davis wants to throw here. Here comes some pressure. Chancourt chasing him down. Will he get to him? He will! Down he goes! Huskies wanted a penalty on the play as Gerhardt hadn't stopped moving before the slot receiver motioned. Huskies get the benefit of it, though, as an 11-yard sack on the play by number 34, Jason Chancourt, and a punt coming forth from Reiser and the Wildcats.
Come on!
Hi, and welcome to This Week in Michigan Tech Athletics. Dirk Hembrock with you here on Mix 93 WKFJ and WMPL Radio. Well, here we go. The season is about to start. Michigan Tech sports kicking in full with a doubleheader tonight. Michigan Tech volleyball at home against Minnesota Duluth. That match set to start at 5 at the Varsity Gym at the SDC. It's all part of the UP North tournament that is actually being hosted by Northern Michigan, but this one match, it's kind of a rogue match, right, is going to be played here at the SDC. And then the Huskies will head down for the rest of the weekend down at Northern Michigan University. But what a way to kick off the season for Coach Cindy Pindrell and the Volleyball Huskies. Great program in Minnesota Duluth coming in for that first matchup. So that is tonight, 5 o'clock. We will have that match on the air as well. But tickets are on sale at the Central Ticket Office at 906-487-2073. Now we'll go right from Michigan Tech volleyball into Josh Ulitello's call of the Michigan Tech football season opener from Bemidji State University in Bemidji, Minnesota. That game is scheduled to start at 7. Josh will be on the air right around 6:30 on Mix 93. And again, we'll go right from that broadcast of volleyball into Josh's pregame for the big football matchup with head coach Dan Metlak getting his team all ready for that season opener. Their home opener will be next week, a week from this Saturday on the 5th at beautiful Curly Stadium in Houghton. Now, the Michigan Tech football team picked to finish third in the GLIAC preseason coaches poll and coming off an impressive 7-4 record last season, going 4-3 in the GLIAC. And the Huskies were sensational on the road. They were 5-1. So that's good news going into this first game against Bemidji State, who the Huskies beat last year here at home 37-17. But Bemidji, always a tough team, and they were ranked number 16 in the nation at that time. Josh Ulitello, the play-by-play voice of the Michigan Tech football team, will have the call for us, as I was mentioning. And last week during media day, I had a chance to talk to veteran defensive coordinator and linebackers coach Brian Bubba Thomas about the difference from last year to this year with so many more guys gaining experience.
Yeah, we're very fortunate with the guys that are coming back. Obviously, we have some holes that we lost a little bit, but, you know, bringing, you know, 7, whatever it is, back on our starting lineup, like, it helps a lot, especially with bringing some younger guys along. They understand what we're trying to do schematically, also culture-wise, too. So guys that have done it on the field understand, hey, what our standard is, and that's getting down to our younger players, and hopefully continue to build that.
We had a chance to talk to Pierce a little while ago. How have you seen his growth, both as a player and as a leader?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest one is the leadership. He was a really good player for us last year. The year before, he was a little bit banged up and everything, but you see him attacking the winter conditioning, the summer lifts, all that stuff was a little bit different this year. And him not just worrying about himself, but bringing the other guys aligned, especially the defensive line, but even the linebackers, the secondary, everybody trying to build in to the right fit basically on this defense.
Where do you feel like depth is now behind some of those guys who got to play last year?
Yeah, I think it's good. I think we had a lot of guys that actually got a lot of minutes last year, you know, in some backup roles, and now some are coming into some starting roles, or, you know, the threes are becoming twos, and, you know, I think building that through spring ball and then also fall camp, you know, I think it's really good. I think we're going to play a lot of players this year, which we're very fortunate. I guess we'll see week one on it, but, you know, hopefully you guys aren't playing, you know, 70, 80 snaps where we can spell them a couple times.
Defensive coordinator Brian Thomas also talked about becoming a father for the first time recently.
It's been fun. You know, so we got a 3.5-month old right now, and so it's obviously different. I tell the guys I'm a lot more calmer just because now you got to deal with the baby. You'd have to ask them if I am, with that. But it's been awesome. Wife's been great, with it, handling those duties, especially during football season. But yeah, it's a different perspective, on life, but I absolutely love it.
Goals for this season for your group here as we get ready for, an exciting campaign.
Yeah, we're going to try to do whatever we can to make sure we go 1-0 against Bemidji, and then we'll figure it out from there. So if we can get a win, whether it's 50-49 or 3-0, defensively, we're going to try to do that.
Defensive coordinator Brian Thomas. You'll hear a lot from head coach Dan Metlak with Josh Uletelo coming up during the pregame tonight from Bemidji at 6:30. Dan Metlak coming into his third season at the helm of the Michigan Tech football program. A reminder, Michigan Tech football home opener will be a week from this Saturday on the 5th of September. The Huskies will host Midwestern State for a noon kickoff. Tickets are available at the Central Ticket Office, including VIP two-packs and single-game tickets. Also coming up tonight, that big volleyball matchup, Michigan Tech hosting the University of Minnesota Duluth. Head coach Cindy Pindrell sat down with us. We'll have that conversation right after this here on This Week in Michigan Tech Athletics, brought to you by Michigan Tech Huskies. .com.
Michigan Tech Athletics are back on the voice of the Huskies. Mix 93 WKFJ.
Huskies take it in with Miller. His shot scores!
Bert holds 4-3!
The rushing blocked by Paige Wagner.
Ball is tipped and it's intercepted!
We kick off with doubleheader action Thursday on Mix 93 with women's volleyball at 5 against Minnesota Duluth, followed by Michigan Tech football at Bemidji State at 6:30.
Throwing towards the back corner, high pointing, touchdown Huskies!
Pressure comes from the backside, and he throws it away. Intercepted, Michigan Tech football.
WKMJ and WMPL Radio are the exclusive voice of the Huskies football.
Touchdown, Huskies!
Basketball
for three, and it's good.
Volleyball and hockey programs.
Over for Trebecki. He'll shoot and score!
That's Thursday, Michigan Tech volleyball at 5, Michigan Tech football at 6:30. Only on the exclusive radio voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ, and online on your Civic Media app or at themix93.com.
Go Huskies. Come on!
Hey, welcome back to This Week in Michigan Tech Athletics. Dirk Hembrop with you here on Mix 93 WKMJ and WMPL Radio. We're getting set for the season and home opener for Cindy Pindrell and the Michigan Tech volleyball team. They're taking on a really good Minnesota Duluth squad tonight here on The Mix. And Coach Pindrell is with us. Second season, Coach. I know things are probably settled in a little bit more than they were at this time last year.
Yeah, absolutely. Last year was, trying to learn, what we were about and the personnel that we have and what everyone can bring. We unfortunately had to battle quite a bit of roster changes with lineups and all that stuff due to injury. But, we are off to a very great start this year. I feel much more organized, and the team is obviously much more organized as well because all the different things we've put into place. We really have a good system in place. We have a really good leadership group and a committee system on our team, so everyone has a say in every little thing that we're doing behind the scenes. So generally speaking, we are very much more organized than we were last year, and we're off to a very good start this year with team buy-in and just drive and compete and all of those things. Our practices have been very lively, very focused, and this team is just very hungry for some success.
In your season preview, you talked a lot about how the leaders, they're coming in ready to go. Zurich is one of those players. Talk about her and how important she is.
She is so important, and she is like a chameleon. She is, it's very well documented that she's played multiple positions, but she really approaches every day with a learning mindset. She is, very attentive in meetings, and she's always asking good questions. And, sometimes seniors can drop off or fourth years can drop off with the feedback aspect of like, I know what I'm doing. I've been out here for a while, especially starters, but she is not that type of person, and she's always looking to find ways to improve her game. She is going to be full-time on the outside, at least for the starting portion of the season here. So she has really rounded out her game with the ability to pass, play defense, and battle for lots of plays at the net. So we're really leaning on Rachel a lot in terms of our scoring capabilities, and then in terms of leadership too. She might not have a C on her chest. She's not one of our formal captains, but by demonstration, she is certainly one of our leaders, and we look to her a lot. A year ago, Rachel was on the right side, and we had quite a few left sides that were battling for those positions there. Due to injury and graduation, we have a wide open battle on the left side for the other left side spot. So due to necessity, we moved Rachel to the left towards the last half of last season. But she has certainly solidified that role. And now we're looking to a bunch of people to potentially rotate through that spot and see how it goes. We are very thankful to have Kate Locke back, who is one of the people that had a season ending injury last year before we even started with our matches. She is fully rehabbed and doing great in practice and paying attention to a lot of the details in terms of getting herself healthy and game ready. So we're hoping to sprinkle her in from time to time. But yeah, she was cleared right before season started. So we're very happy to have her back on the court. And I know she's feeling pretty good. We also have two freshmen who have a lot of potential. And, you know, in my opinion, they are the future of this team in terms of the outside. So that's Reagan Leslie and Kayla Hananen. They are having excellent practices and they are developing and, you know, still getting used to the gym and all of that stuff. But they are really showing out in practice. So I have a feeling that we're going to be rotating through those three in particular on the outside. Not quite sure how we're going to start yet. We've got a little bit more to determine. It might be sometimes matchup based. It might just be who's got the hot hand. But yeah, I'm confident in our outsides to have a really good impact this year.
You've talked about Maddie Torla and her maturation is beyond her years and experience at this level. What is it about her that makes her seem like she's further along in her Huskies career?
Yeah, Maddie Torla is awesome. You know, you don't have favorites on the team, but you know, if I did, she'd be one of the favorites. Just the way that she approaches her development and her ownership of the game. She takes so much pride in how she plays and being able to perform every single day. Like, there's probably not a practice that goes by where she's not asking me to watch some aspect of her game, of her form, or her footwork, something like that. Like, am I doing this correctly? Is my timing on? Is it off? Whatever it is. So she's very intentional about how she's training because she knows that it's going to translate into the game. She is very, very efficient. She doesn't make a ton of errors. And, you know, she just does a really good job handling the ball. One thing that kind of goes unstated about her that I really, really like is she takes care of a lot of the in-between plays. So a lot of times teams will send free balls over to the short right front zone to kind of create some chaos tight to the net. You know, if the other team has been out of system or whatever, and they're just trying to send a bailout shot over, usually you send it short. And so you can kind of disrupt some of the offense there. But Maddie does a really good job of controlling the chaos in that short zone, sending up really nice, easy passes to our setter with a lot of control and is able to transition well. So she does a lot of stuff, obviously with the ball, but then off the ball as well, that keeps us calm, keeps us organized. She's just very good all around. And in the spring, she decided to learn how to pass like serve receives, and she's been passing dimes. So we do have an army of defensive specialists that are probably going to sub in for her across the back row. But, you know, I think long term, we're working towards a six rotation option for her.
Thanks to head coach Cindy Pindrell of the Michigan Tech volleyball team. Their match tonight against Minnesota Duluth. Kick off the UP tournament will be at 5:00. And if you can't make it, we'll have the broadcast for you on Mix 93. Tickets are available. Go to buyhuskiestickets.com or stop by the Central Ticket Office on your way to the SDC Varsity Gym. Again, that's volleyball tonight. Michigan Tech taking on Minnesota Duluth. Speaking of Minnesota Duluth, the Michigan Tech soccer team will open up their regular season on Friday night, tomorrow night, 6:00 at Curley Stadium. And that'll be against Minnesota Duluth. So looking forward to that too. No charge for admission. That's absolutely free for Michigan Tech soccer. Then they'll take on St. Cloud State at noon on Sunday. So you can catch a couple of soccer matches at Curley Stadium this weekend as well. Absolutely free. Don't forget Michigan Tech football tonight after our volleyball broadcast. That will be at 6:30, right around 6:30. Kickoff at 7 with Josh Yelitello from Bemidji State University. Good luck to the Michigan Tech football team and head coach Dan Metlak and his staff. And we want to remind you, we're not that far away from Michigan Tech hockey, as the first game is on October 2nd against the Minnesota Golden Gophers. That's right, the Gophers are coming to town. Make sure you get your tickets for that. Season tickets are on sale, of course, and single game tickets go on sale next Wednesday, September 2nd. Single game tickets next Wednesday, September 2nd at the SDC ticket office. You can go to buyhuskiestickets.com and buy them online as well. And speaking of the Michigan Tech hockey team, the second annual George McCarthy event is coming up. It's the Meet the Huskies Community Mixer. Everything is just about free. You got free food, get a chance to watch the Huskies play each other in an intra-squad game, and that is coming up on September 12th, and that is a Saturday from 10 in the morning till 2. I'll kinds of great things for the kids. You can take a tour of the Michigan Tech locker room. You can go check out the suites if you've ever been up there before. And it was a great time last year, and so they're going to do it again this year. The George McCarthy family bringing you the second annual Meet the Huskies event. They're going to have Skate with the Huskies too, so make sure the kids bring their skates and helmets, and they can get autographs from the Huskies after the intra-squad game. Again, all kinds of stuff going on the concourse, and free food. Volwer's hot dogs will be served, popcorn and soda. All of it is free. So that's coming up on Saturday, September 12th. Okay, that's going to do it for this week. Hope to see you at the games, and if not, hope to have you right here on Mix 93 or WMPL.
You've been listening to This Week in Huskies Athletics here on the exclusive radio voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 and WMPL Radio. This Week in Huskies Athletics is sponsored by MichiganTechHuskies.com, your go-to source for everything Michigan Tech sports, including scores, schedules, game highlights, coaches' interviews, live stats, and more. This Week in Huskies Athletics is a presentation of Civic Media.